שיש לה אישה ויש לה בונים לא יסיילנס שיזיין אמור בתוירו. Since the next part of the Mishnah of Yehuda says a Chiddush, that even though you already have an Isha, you already have a wife, you already have children, still you're not allowed to marry an islandess. Why? Because she's called a Zoyna. So who can't marry a Zoyna is Kahana Mudimifkadi. Only a Kohen is not allowed to marry a Zoyna. But the Yisrael Amifkadi, but a Yisrael does not have a love not to marry a Zoyna. So therefore, Mishamachi Ketani Kohen. Therefore, the Mishnah starts off also talking about a Kohen. But really, at the first part, a Kohen is lav davka. Any Yisrael, any Jew, should not only marry an idolness, because he has the mitzvah to have children, and if he can't have children from her, he's not doing the mitzvah. Why does the Mishnah say a Kohen? Because negates the second part of the Mishnah of Yehuda's Chiddush. We have Yehuda, even if you have a lady, you have an Isha ready, and you have children ready, so you did the mitzvah, still a Kohen is not allowed to marry an idolness, a special Isra upon a Kohen. Why? Because he owes an islandess is called a Zoyna, and the Torah says an Isha Zoyna, a Kohen is not allowed to marry. We'll soon see why he holds it. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna, my time with Rav Yehuda. What's Rav Yehuda's Svara? Why does he say an islandess, an Isha that can't have children is called a Zoyna? The Yechsev, the Pasuk says in Hosea, it says, Ochlu v'lo yispu. They'll eat and they won't be satisfied. His no, they'll have znus, v'lo yifreitzu, and they won't have children. So what do we see from here? That what's called is nus, his nu, if you don't have children. So called Rabbi Yehuda holds, called Bia Shein Bar Pirtza, and the Rabbi is nus. That's Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. Halacha, we don't hold like him, but that's his Shita though. That any time you have an Isha, you can't have children from her, so every Bia is called like a Bia's nus. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, therefore she's called a Zayna. Tanya, the Gemara says like this. Tanya, Rabbi Leza Oimer, Koyein La Yisa Tekatana, another Chiddush. Rav Leza holds that a Kohen is not allowed to marry a Katana. Omalei Rav Chizda l'Rabba. So Rav Chizda told Rabba, Puk ayin bo. Go out and look, try and find the reason why did Rav Leza say a Kohen can't marry a Katana. Tell Yurta, because tonight, Boyilo Rav Huna minoch. Because Rav Huna is going to ask you this question. So therefore Rav Chizda asked Rabba right now to warn him, like, try and look to see if you know the reason why, so you'll be able to answer Rav Huna tonight. Is Nofak. So Rabba went out, Ayin Bo. He looked into this question. And he came out like this, that Rabbi Eliezer, Savulok Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Eliezer holds like Rabbi Meir Shita. Vesavulok Rabbi Yehuda. He also holds like our Rabbi Yehuda, now Mishnah. What does that mean? That Savulok Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Eliezer holds like Rabbi Meir Shita, Techayish Lemiyuta. You have to be afraid for a miyut, a minority of people. In other words, you want to marry a katana. So we don't know if this katana will be able to have children or not. Is she going to be an islandess or not? Salpi roiv, roiv noshim are not islandess. But Rav Meir Shita is afraid for the meat, for the minority. So therefore, a kohen, when he marries a katana, we have to be afraid maybe this katana is going to be an islandess. And so what's wrong if she's an islandess? V'sav v'lok Rav Yehuda, that Rav Lezer also holds like Rav Yehuda Shita. The Yomar Rav Yehuda Shita in the Mishnah is, islandess is zoyne heavy. That Rav Leza old, that Rav Yehuda is an islandess, is called a Zoyna. If an Isha can't have children, so she's called a Zoyna. A Kohen is not allowed to marry her. So therefore, that's pshat in Rav Leza, that he says the Kohen is not allowed to marry a Katana, a young girl, because a young girl, we're not sure yet if she's going to be able to have children or not. We're not sure if she's an islandess or not. So even though our Piroiv, they're not, but Rav Leza holds like Rabbi Meir Shita, that Rabbi Meir is Chayish Lamuti, is afraid for the Miyat. And therefore, if you chesh for the miyut, maybe she's an islandess. And if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that a kohen is not allowed to marry an islandess, therefore a kohen cannot marry a katana. For the Gemara, is this true? Rabbi Meir misavala. Is it true that Rabbi Lezer holds like Rabbi Meir Shita, that he's chesh lemiyuta, he's afraid for the minority? For a tani, we learned like this: katan o katana leicholtzem lemiyavmin. If your brother dies, and either his wife is a katana, or else the other brother that's alive now is a katan, the halacha is that they're not allowed to make chalitza now, and they can't make yibum. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir Shita. We'll soon see why, because Rabbi Meir is afraid that maybe she's an islandess, and it's sad that she's an islandess, there's no mitzvah yibum. So then you're being boiled on erva dekeisha sach. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. Omru lord the Rabbi Meir, Zachum said, that's Rabbi Meir, Yofo Marto Shein Cholzen. It's good why you said the Yavam, if the man, if the brother that's alive is a katan, he can't make chalitza. Why? Ish ksiba pasha. The Torah says, Lashon of an ish. Umakshinon Ishaliish. So we learn now what Ishaliish. So that's why he can't make chalitza. So it's good why he can't make chalitza. Because chalitza, you have to be an isha gadol and not a katan. A katan can't make chalitza. So it's good why, if the brother is a katan now, he can't make chalitza. Ela my time miyavmin. What's wrong? Why can't they make yibum though? If they want to live together, via, what's wrong? So Amalei Remeyan answered back like this. Katan shema yimtasaris. We have to be afraid the brother that's alive right now, if he's a katan, maybe when he grows up he'll be a saras, he won't be able to have children. And therefore there's no mitzvah yibum upon him. And if there's no mitzvah yibum, he's living with his brother's wife, the Avera. That's why they can't make yibum. Ketana, what's wrong if a brother's wife is a ketana? We're afraid shema tim silenus. We're afraid maybe when she grows up later she'll become an islandess. The nimsu, and it comes out then, that poigim b'erva. That right now, when you live with her, it's an avera. Where is there a mitzvah yibum only? We had before, and she could have children. But if she can't have children, she's an idleness, there's no mitzvah yibum. See, if so, that's what Rameyah says, a katan, or even by a katana, if she's a katana, even if the yovan, the brother, is a godol, he can't be miyabno. Now, v'tanya we learned, ketana misyabemis. V'yena chaletz says, divu Rebbe Eliezer. So what do you see Rebbe Eliezer holds? Not like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Eliezer holds that after Isha, your brother's wife is a ketana, and the brother now is a godol, he's allowed to be miyabno. Ketana misyabemis, he couldn't make yibam on a ketana. So you see, what does Rabbi Eliezer hold? He's not choshes lemitu, he's not afraid for the minority. He's not afraid to say that maybe this ketana will be an idleness. No, she'll be from the rove. Rove of them could have children. Therefore, you're allowed to be miyabim right now. But v'yeinu chalet says that's good, because the Torah says, ish, you have to be a godel to make chalitza. We make a hekesh ish to an isha. Therefore, both of them have to be a godel and a gedela. Therefore, if she's a ketana, you can't make chalitza. But I call upon him to see clearly Rabbi Lezer does not hold like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Lezer is not chayish lemiyutoi. He says, you could be miyabim a ketana. See, if you could be miyabim a ketana, we're back to the kasha then. Why does Rabbi Lezer say that a kohen can't marry a ketana? What's wrong with him marrying a ketana? Yichuri should go boss a roiv. Roiv ketanis will be able to have children. She go boss a roiv, a kohen should be muta. So what's the time of Rabbi Lezer? Why does he say a kohen cannot marry a ketana? Vaita. Rabbi says, Rabbi Kiva, what Rabbi Kiva says, Zoyna zu mufkeris. Zoyna, what's called the Zoyna? Rabbi Kiva Shita is, what's called the Zoyna? That's called mufkeris. That's called an isha, that's like a regular, like we call the zayna. I means an isha that's mafk herself, whoever wants to have lus with her, come and have lus with her. Trashim of Keres. Teafilo penuya, miyacha shefki ratzma, she makes herself hefka, and she makes herself open, whoever wants to have lus with her, she lets, lechol to everybody, kruya zayna, that's called the zayna. We'll skip some here. What's the difference, Rebbe Lezer? That so far we see Rebbe Lezer does not hold like Rebbe Meir Shita. And Vaita, Ukrab Yehuda Misavala, and secondly, he does not hold like Rebbe Yehuda either. Both reasons that Rabbi wanted to answer are not true. Rebbe Lezer proves he does not hold like Rebbe Yehuda. He does not hold that an island is called a Zoyna. Why? For Tanya, we're not like this. Zoyna. What's called a Zoyna? Zoyna Kishmo. Divu Rebbe Lezer. That's called a zayna, like her name is. So Rashi says, Kishma loshen toya, shetoya mitachas baila liacherim, to Rabbi Eliezer and zayna aleshesish. What's called the real zayna? Zayna means she turned away. That means she turned away from her husband. That means a lady that's married, she's an aleshesish, and she turns away from her husband and lives with another man. Aleshesish, mamash yischai mitham, that's the case that's called the zayna. That's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. So you see, clearly he doesn't know like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says even an islandist is called a Zoyna. And Rabbi Eliezer says no, what's called a Zoyna Kishma? Mamish and Eishes Ish that lives with another man. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Akiva says, Zoyna, what's called a Zoyna? Zum Mufkeres. Mufkeres means she's Hefka, like we call Anisha, and lets anybody have lus with her. Rabbi Masiya ben Chora Shomer, Afilu Holach Bailali Ashkoisa. Even if the husband went to take her, she's a saita. The Baal gave a kina, warned her, and she had stira ready, so the Baal took her out to the kohen and bezdin agodol to make her a din saita, let her drink the water. and the husband now lives with her on the way when they go up to Yerushalayim, which is an Averi Tzachai Belavin, because when she's a Soita, she's also to a husband. He's also a Zayna. Skitz HaKotra Matthew Ben Choresh, any Chai Belavin, makes her into a Zayna. Trashi Holach Baidu Lebez Nagodul, Mayamarim, he was taking her up now to Yerushalayim to drink the Mayamarim. Shekinullah, he already warned her. Venistra, she already was found to be alone with that man. Viasuraloi, therefore the Baal, the husband, is also to her now. Achatishta, until she drinks the Mayamarim. Is if the husband now lives with her, the Isser is a soul Zaina. The husband now makes her into a Zaina. Hoyo Venival Apostle. The Yemes, Asura Kain. If the husband dies, Lamaisa, she's also to a Kain. Is even on its side she drinks, well, the water won't help. But even on its side she did not do any znus. So she's not osa. But since the husband lived with the bisser, that alone makes her into a zayna. Rabbi Yehuda Aime, zayna, it's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, what's called a zayna? Zuwailanis. Anytime the Isha can't have children, that's called a zayna. The Chachamim Maim Lechom say, ein zayna el giyaris. A zayna means that she was once a goya, shiksa. She became a Jew. She was a shivcha, and she became freed. Or else they had a biyaznus. So Rashi says that legiyaris means the nivola b'nachriusa. She lived with a guy, the other kachavim. V'chaim shuchreres, the other kachavim, v'yeved, hoyo v'lav, v'nekadushininu, paslay. V'shenivola, l'posach goyin echad mikol aroyis. Goyin bas tizchol anosinu mamzer. If anything that's also to you, even a chayim v'lavin, makes her into a zayna. Any chayv alav and any chayv aroyis makes her into a zayna. Reb Lezer shiter is ponui habo ala pnuya shler l'shem ishus asu a zayna. Even if it's not a chayv alav, a regular man that's not married lives with a girl that's not married also makes her into a zayna. Even though there's no chayv alav here, that also makes her into a zayna. So I call upon him, we see the water of Rabbi Elezer does not hold like Rabbi Meir Shita, Rabbi Elezer is not Choshes Lemutai, and Rabbi Elezer does not hold like Rabbi Yehuda Shita. He does not hold an idleness called a Zayna. An idleness is not a Zayna. What's called a Zayna according to Rabbi Elezer? An Isha that went away from husband and lived with another man. See, if so, that's the original Kasha then, what's the time, what's the reason Rabbi Elezer holds that a Kain is not allowed to marry Katana? What's wrong with marrying a katana? What should be wrong for Kain to marry a katana? So it says, Elo Oma Ravada Barava. Hoko de Kain Godla Skinan. You know what Rabbi Elezer meant to say? He meant to say a Kain Godol is not allowed to marry a katana. Not a Kain Hedges, but a Kain Godol. So Gemara says now, Liamus. When is he marrying her right now? What's the shalom if a Kain Godol could marry a katana? Liamus Kainilah. When is he Kaino? Lachurulachi Godla. He's only kind of when it comes to Gedolah. As a Zai Bulahi, she's already a Bula. As Chor Manashech, as he marries a Katana, the Kedusha does not Chal anyway right now. He has to make a new Kedusha when she comes to Gedolah. If a Zai, she's already Pesul, she's a Bula. Shrashulichi Godla. The Kedusha Katana Lav Klumein. Ve'eve Lei Ke'anusa Satsma, Futa Satsmai, that she's also. So what is here? Yeah. This is the reason. So while we're talking about a Kohen Gadol, so Teretz is like this. Liyemus koni lo, if a Kohen Gadol marries a Katana, when is he koni her? When she becomes a Gedolah. Because by a Katana, the Kedushin is only with the Rabbanan, it's not Kedushin. When is he koni her? Later. Bully, she's already a Bula. Since he already lived with her, he made her into a Bula, so that's why Kohen should not marry Katana. That's what he meant to say. So Mara says, what kind of answer is this? Omar Rova, Michli Lev, like you have a something Rashi Kamai, Mivle Lev, like your heart is wrong. Like you're making a mistake here. Like what kind of answer is this? Like you're missing your heart, the heart, a failure in the heart. E de kitchavuha, if the father married off the Ktana to a Kain Godel, may he shasa who the Kanyalai. La, the Kain Godel is Kainer right now. The law of the Ktana is the father has the right to marry off his daughter. So if the father accepts the kest of Kedusha for the Kain Gadol, even though his daughter is only 5 years old, the Kedusha is Chal Midiraisa, so that should be Mutter. What's wrong if a Kain Gadol marries a Katana? The Kitcha Nafsha, Elomaywa, the father was not around, though she's the Mekanish herself, Hori Abelezahi, we're going to call to Abelezah right now, Veloi Rabbanan, and not Rabbanan Shita. For the pasuk yes, bitu nusat lishazir. Hori ablezer rabbanim b'tamiya. The tani liyeh ablezer why me currently yisat ktano umashma the polig rabbanim alei lukai gavni polig rabbanim. Like if this is the case that the father was not marrying her off, just the kohen gadol is marrying her, so lamaisa the kedushin is not chal. So when the kohen gadol lives with her now, she becomes a bula. When is the kohen gadol going to marry her really? When she becomes a gedola. So if that's the case, it's not only Rabbi Lezer that said the sasser. The rabbanim can't say yes. The rabbanim have to agree also. Like a shrita, she's a bula already. A kohen gadol can't marry a bula. So this can't be the case. It's the machlekes Rabbi Lezer the rabbanim. His mashma only Rabbi Lezer says a kohen gadol can't marry a ketana. But mashma rabbanim say she could. He could. Why? If this is the case, even the rabbanim should say she's also. So Moriah says Elohim Arova. Li'oilam b'kohen hedjit. We're talking about a kohen hedjit we're talking about right now. V'chashinan shemot espata. And the reason. The reason why a kohen hedjit should not marry a katana, young girl, is, even though it should be mutter, but we're afraid maybe she'll be talked into living with another man. And therefore she'll become mutter to the kohen. If she lives with another man, even if she does the b'yonis, she's also to her husband, to the kohen. So that's what we're afraid about. Fred Gemara Yochi saw Yisrael Nami. We should be afraid even a regular Yisrael should not marry Ketana. If you're afraid that she can't control herself, another man will come and talk her into living with her. So the Chur, if a man talks her into her, that's called Verotzon. She's agreeing. Now a regular wife, if she agrees to live with another man, she's a Saita, she's also to her husband. So if that's the Svaru afraid by Ketana, she'll be talked into living with somebody else, even a regular Yisrael should be also to marry Ketana. So Gemara says no. Pitoi ketana inesu. By a regular young girl, if another man talks her into living with him, even if she agrees, it's called an inesu. She doesn't have das. So the pito, the agreement of a ketana, is called like she was forced. And the call is like this. The inesu be Yisrael misvashari. If she's only married to a Yisrael, if the husband is Yisrael, and his wife lives with another man, if she's forced, she's mutter. Mashenke to a kayin, an inesu is asa. So that's the reason why a kayin should not marry a ketana. He has to be afraid maybe his wife will agree to live with somebody else, and she become then also she'll be a Saita. We are popular Rama b'Kohen Gadol. We're talking about a Kohen Gadol. Vai Tana, when is the Tana? The Tanya Vesula. Yochel Ketana, maybe you can even marry Ketana, Tamalai Meisha. No, a Kohen Gadol cannot marry Ketana. So even if the father marries her off, the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry Ketana. I Isha Yochel Begeris, even if Begeris also, Tamalai Meisha. Hakeitzad, Yotasa Mechla Katnus. A b'sula means she's mamash only a nara. There's 6 months when she's 12 to 12 and a half. She can't be a ketana, or lechal bagras le'yabasa, but she did not come to be a bagera, she's not 12 and a half yet. So that's the tana, that's what Lez the Shita. And Lez knows that this tana, kohen gadol is not allowed to marry ketana. Even if the father marries her off, and the kedushin is chal right now, even though she's only a b'sula, but lemaisa, she can't, kohen gadol can't marry ketana. Rav Nachman b'Yitzchok Gomar haitanu, Netanya, b'sula, and Besula El Anara means the Kohen can only marry Anara. Besula. You see, what's called the Besula Anara? She has to be 12 years old. So that's the reason of Reb Lezer, that a Kohen Gadol could only marry Anara and not a Ketana. Reb Lezer Weimer, Ponu Yabola, Ponu Yishlo Shemisha Sosa Zoyna. Lezer Shita is if some man lives with another a lady, even though they're both not married, they become a Zoyna. Om Rav Amron, Ein alochak Reb Lezer. We don't pass like Reb Lezer. We hold what's called the Zoyna, only an Isha to live with somebody that's Osoloi. A Chayv Elavin, a Chayv Ekrisos, an Erva, that makes the Isha into a Zoyna. But Stam, if they live without a Navera, without a Chayv Elavin, does not make her into a Zoyna. The Mishnah says like this. Lo Yivata Lodam Epiri of Rivia. Elim Kem Yesh Leibonim. That a person should always have a wife to have children. Unless he has children, or he should not stop. He should not stop having, stop trying to have children until he had children. Beishama yomrim shnei zechorim. Beishama says, what's the mitzvah to have two zechorim, two boys? Ubeisilam beisil holds zochor and a keva. No, you have to have a boy and a girl. That's the mitzvah. Shenema zochor and a keva borim. That's the famous machlokes Beishama beisilol. Beishama holds you have to have shnei zechorim, two boys. Mesil holds no, one boy and one girl, that's the mitzvah. Svara says, Ho yesh loy bonim, mashmado, once you already have two children, you have a boy and a girl, so it's a diuk meperiyev rivya bottle. That if you want to, you can stop having children, you're mekayim the mitzvah already. But meisha loy bottle, but you should not be not married. Like Rachmanis, let's say your wife died or you gave a get, you should not stay unmarried, even though you already had children. So Gemara says, Misaila le Rav Nachman. It's a riot to Rav Nachman. Omar Shmuel. It says over the name of Shmuel. The Yomar that he says, Afa pi sheyesh lo liyodim kama bonim, even though a person has a lot of children already, still also lamed bloisha. Let's say Rachmanis, his wife dies, or he gives her a get, he should not stay unmarried, he should get married again. Shinamar the Pasuk says, Loitoiv heyoy sodom levadoi. It's no good for a person to be alone. Loitoiv. So even if you have children already, still you should get married again. Dika the army, some said like this. Ho yesh loy bonim, if you have children, botim epiri of rivia. Or botim namim isha. Some say no. If you have children already, then you're makayim the mitzvah. And who adin, you don't have to have a wife anymore. You could be botim namim isha. So churin neimet yevetiyuf to the Rav Nachman or Mashmul. If so, if that's what our Mishnah means, that loyivato lo epiri of rivia lim kein yesh loy bonim. Only if you have children, then you don't have to be Isaac in the mitzvah, so you don't have to have a wife either. So here it's a kasha on Rav Nachman or Mashmuel. Should be a tiyufta to Rav Nachman or Mashmuel. So where it says loy, it's not a tiyufta to him. Ein loy bonim, if you have no children, noisa isha, bas bonim. Noisa isha, you should marry an isha, get married. Bas bonim, no, ein loy bonim, if you don't have any children yet, noisa isha, bas bonim. You should marry an isha that has children. Yesh lebonim, if you have children, then it just means nois isha delav bas bonim. If you have already children, then the next time you get married, it can be with an isha even if she can't have children. So nafkamina limcha sefer Torah b'shvil bonim. Nafkamina is, can you sell a sefer Torah b'shvil to have children? So Rashi says like this. Limcha sefer Torah, could they at least sell bas bonim? V'im yesh lebonim, lo yimchor. Now, if Kamina is like this, let's say you don't have enough money to pay to get an Isha that could have children. So if you don't have children yet, you're supposed to marry that type of an Isha. But if you already have children, then you could even marry an Isha as a Kena that can't have children. So it could be they all hold like Rav Nachman or Shmuel, that it's late time, it's no good to be without a wife. Just now, if Kamina is, what type of a wife should you take? The second wife. If you didn't have children yet, then you should try and take one that you can still have children. Right. And that's not Kamina, Limchor Sefer Torah. That's what we say you have a right to sell a Sefer Torah, lease Isha, in order to have money to marry a lady. That's only if you want to have children. But if you had children already, then we say you don't have the Chiyah Badafka to marry an Isha that could have children, then you shouldn't sell the Sefer Torah for that purpose. But rather marry the Zakena or the Isha that can't have children. Beishama yermim shnei zechorim. Beishama shittur is, what's the mitzvah? Two boys. My tamayah the Beishama, what's his reasoning? Yafinu mi Moshe. Learns it out from Moshe Rabbeinu. The Chassid says by Moshe Rabbeinu that b'nei Moshe Gershom v'Eliezer. That was his two children. Trash itchkiv and shoyel shnei bonim tirish manisha. So we know the Moshe was later. Moshe stayed away from his wife. So Mashmi held that he was mekayim the mitzvah, and after he did the mitzvah already, that's why he was perish meishtoi. That's Beishama shittur. Ubeistilu, Yafina Mibriosa Shalom. Learning out from the Briosa Shalodam that Hashem created Odom Vachava. That's called Puravu to have two, a Zachar and a Nekeva. Ubeishama Fratigamara, Lilfa Mibriosa Shalom. Why does the Beishama Yos learn out from the Brios Olam? Like from that there was a Zachar and a Nekeva, that Chava and Odom. Mar says, Ain Don and Efsha Mishi.